Welcome to Ales and Strange Tales Season 5
Strange News Edition. This is where we crack open a beer and share some strange news from around the world, possibly even a strange tale from our audience. So grab a beer and dive into the strange with us.
Welcome back to Ales and Strange Tales Season 5 Episode
3.
How's it going, Daniel?
Not too bad. How was your holidays? Did we do that already? Did we go over holidays already?
I don't remember. No, we did not. Mine were okay. I had to return a present that I got for my nephew because it worked. I got him a Triceratops remote control vehicle that he can, you know, fuck with. And he's playing with it. Everything's good. The next day, the little... I don't know why they do this. You got to unscrew the bottom of it with like this tiny little fucking thing. The screw doesn't go back in right. It takes forever. There's this little AA batteries that are rechargeable. And they don't fucking recharge.
Made in China.
Yeah. And then the box is gone. I'm going to say, it don't work. I'm sending it back in a bag. And I want my fucking money back.
Yeah. Make your brother pay for it.
Yeah. And my brother owes me $60 still. He's going to Venmo me it or some shit. I don't even know if he has Venmo. He just said it to get the fuck out of here and go back to his home.
Probably not.
But other than that, it went pretty good.
How
was yours?
Not bad. Like, I didn't have to buy presents for anyone.
That's very good.
Well, besides, like, a family photo from our dad and mom, but...
I saw that family photo. Yeah. How sweet it is.
Yeah, the bartender has it on her phone.
The bar manager has
manager
it on her phone.
Manager has it on her
the
phone.
The fuck was that about?
But I did buy myself a new electronic drum set.
That's very exciting. What did you get? A Roland?
Roland, yeah. About $1,000.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. So, I got a new house. I won't bother the wife and I won't bother the neighbors.
Well, I still think you should have got the fucking lower basement area, but we're not going to get into that at all.
But anyway, what do you got to drink?
I don't know if I ever had this on the podcast.
I've had
it before, but I have a Blue Moon Belgian White. It is brewed with...
wheat.
What the fuck does that say? Valencia?
Valencia.
Valencia. Fuck me. We're going to edit that out. Because I know that word. Valencia orange peel. So that's always cool.
And usually, put an orange on the glass, but you don't have a glass.
Yeah, they typically do. Sometimes I say don't worry about it if I'm being extra nice to the bartenders, which is rare.
You don't have to do all that.
But yeah, it's pretty good. Everyone in the world's had it before. What do you got, Dan? Man.
I'm pretty sure I've had one of these. It's a tropical beer hug. What do you call it? A tall boy. These fuckers are 9.9%. They're like so dangerous, man. They taste so good. You could drink so many of these.
And you won't even know you're drunk until you take a piss and
like, Jesus Christ.
Better walk home with those.
They're so good, man. So good.
Hey, he's got sunglasses on that one, or is that the only
one? It's a bear with sunglasses.
Yeah, I don't know if I had that exact one, but I had that company before.
They have a neon beer hug. And
that's the one I had.
I think you had.
On the podcast.
It's basically the same can, I think, too, with the bear with neon glasses. From Goose Island, Chicago.
Goose Island is always good. Well, we're wondering if anyone wants to leave a review or contact us. How do you guys like the new setup with all strange news that we've been doing?
Yeah, let us know. alesandstrangetales@gmail.com.
That's correct. And we also have a Facebook and a Twitter account, right?
Something? It's non-active. There is Instagram. No, I'm not very active on that. But we got TikTok.
We do have a TikTok.
There's one up there right now.
We have one of me doing a strange news.
There's going to be more. Going to be more.
What are we called on TikTok?
Ales and Strange Tales.
I thought we were Strange Dudes or something.
Well, it's Strange Men. That's like your nickname or whatever.
Oh.
But we are Ales and Strange Tales, so look us up on there.
Take a look. We're also on YouTube, but I haven't done shit on YouTube since like the second season.
we are pretty lazy.
Well, if we had fucking anything going on, we'd do it, but we don't. We got four listeners now. We went from 10 to 4. So we appreciate it, guys. Really appreciate it. But as always, if you have any strange tales, let us know.
Yeah, we'll do strange tales too. And
if we ever got any,
bring it.
But I will, should I go first?
Well, you know what time it is.
Strange news, strange news.
So I have a couple of nice little treats for you tonight. I guess I'll go first since I said something.
Do one.
This is coming from AL.com.
Al.
Not AOL, AL.com. Never heard of it.
Al.
Al.com.
Hey, Al.
Uncle Al.
Uncle Al.
As a news site. Help. Anyway, this headline is entitled, Man Strips Naked, Jumps Into Bass Pro Shop's Leeds Aquarium, and Knocks Himself Unconscious. This was released January 4th, so what was that, like 2 days ago?
I'm betting meth.
That's what we do it. Probably in Florida. No, maybe it's not. Maybe it is. I don't even know yet.
You might find out.
And here we a man is in custody and en route to a hospital for mental health treatment after he jumped naked into the massive aquarium at the Bass Pro Shop Leeds Thursday night. Police Chief Paul Irwin, great name for this, said the incident happened about near closing time. I don't think they need to be about this thing near closing time.
Yeah.
Fucking article. The 42-year-old man was reported to be acting erratically and drove a vehicle into a pole.
he's definitely fucked up on
in
something.
The store parking lot. After the crash, he got out of his vehicle, took off his clothes, ran into the Bass Pro Shop, and jumped into the aquarium.
Well, maybe he just needed a bath.
Yeah, maybe he was just overheated, dude.
Meth.
I don't know.
Meth.
Probably meth. Or PCP. That'll make you do some shit. Video taken by bystanders, they sure like taking videos, these bystanders today, showed the man do a cannonball into the aquarium and later stand under the waterfall. As two Leeds police officers began, I've heard of that as well, I'm not that fucking ignorant, to walk up the stairs, the man exited the water, yelled something to the officers, and then dove back into the water. He continued to shout something two officers before he climbed over the side of the aquarium and dropped to the concrete floor below, appearing to have been knocked out by the fall. What a wonderful move on that guy's part.
I think those tanks are pretty high, too. That's
if you were to shear your head off some concrete, you're not going to feel good. Officers handcuffed the man, who then woke up and began to struggle. Someone covered him with a blanket as officers took him from the store. Irwin said the man was only in the water for about 5 minutes before officers arrived. He was taken to a hospital for a mental health evaluation and then booked into the St. Clair County Jail. Jail records show George Owens of Sturette is charged with public lewdness, disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, assault on a police officer, 2 counts of first-degree criminal mischief, and 2 counts of reckless endangerment.
Damn.
He's not having a good holiday at all. Well, that's a good fucking start.
I got a crazy Florida story.
Was this Florida? Did it say
no, that wasn't a Florida. Leeds.
What the fuck's Leeds?
It's definitely familiar sounding.
It sounds like it's in Britain.
It should be Florida.
It should be Florida.
This is out of Disney World.
There you go.
Couple sues Disney World over claims that water slide caused severe wedgie. Woo! A couple is now suing Disney World after they say a water slide caused a painful wedgie and severe injury. That's why I don't fucking do that shit. Like, I don't need none of that.
Yeah, well, this sounds like a bunch of bullshit. I've been down water slides. I wasn't wearing a bikini.
Well,
off my ass anyway. But
the lawsuit filed in Orange County on Wednesday is focused on Typhoon Lagoon and the 214-foot water slide. You know, those big ass fuckers that go down.
Straight down.
I did one of those when I was young, and I was like, I'll never do that again.
I don't remember if I did any of those, but yeah, those are scary.
And here, it was called Humunga. Cowabunga!
Really?
Yeah.
I like that.
According to Disney, people plummet down a near vertical 5-story drop. Riders go down without a raft or a tube. Fuck that.
It seems like water would give you an enema as you're going down.
Yeah. You're
regardless
getting,
of the wedgie.
You're getting clean, I think.
Yeah. And that's going right back out of you into the water, so that's good.
The lawsuit said, in this woman's case, when she went down the slide, near the end, her body lifted up, she became airborne, and then, and she was slammed downward against the slide, which increased the likelihood of her legs becoming uncrossed. The document said that, and her impact into the standing water at the bottom caused a painful wedgie, quote unquote, and immediate bleeding.
Oh.
Yikes.
No good.
The lawsuit said an ambulance took the wife to a hospital, and she was eventually taken to another hospital for a specialist. Damn. It continued on to say she, quote, suffered severe and permanent bodily injury, unquote.
Permanent bodily injury from a fucking wedgie?
That's how they get that money, bro.
Yeah,
yes. To her private area and damaged her internal organs.
What?
Damn. Now she and her husband are suing Disney for more than $50,000. I thought it was going to be more than that.
If it's as bad as she says, I'd be asking for more than that.
Yeah, because that's $50,000. Yeah, I'd be like, man, give me $350 or something.
$1 million, but...
They are accusing the company of negligence and say Disney failed to provide her and other riders with proper protective clothing and failed to warn them of inherent dangers. I bet you... I don't think I have a result. The lawsuit said that Disney warned her about risk. She would not have gone down the slide. There's no, it doesn't say if she won that or if it was in court, out of court. But I've seen these. Look, cross your fucking legs, and you see the signs. Don't fuck around. You cross your legs, and that's it.
Then you're fine.
Yeah. This may, like, it is what it is. They have signs out there.
All I gotta say is, if I had to assist with medical attention in a situation, this would be the one I wanted to assist with. So, minus the blood and whatever else you said, but
yeah, man, they're only suing for 50. Maybe they'll win that. I don't know.
Yeah, they might just give it to them so they fuck off.
Yeah, shut up, out of court, non-disclosure agreement or something like that. Here you go.
They got lots of money to burn, so.
Oh yeah.
All right, not to skip a beat here, we have another article from, well, I don't know if we did one from this, but it's KUTV.com. Pilot accused of threatening to shoot airline captain. Mid-flight calls it a misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm.
This is out of Salt Lake City. Attorneys clash in a Utah courtroom over opposing characterizations of a flight between two commercial airline pilots in which the co-pilot allegedly threatened to shoot the captain for suggesting they divert the flight for a passenger's medical emergency.
That's a little extreme.
It is pretty extreme. Former Delta Airlines pilot Jonathan J. Dunn, 42, made his first federal court appearance Thursday in Salt Lake City after he was indicted by a grand jury on October 18th, 2023, and charged with interfering with a flight crew. His lawyer, John W. Hubbard, who was once Utah's top federal prosecutor, tried to characterize the altercation as a misunderstanding while prosecutors described it as a grave offense. The heated argument had erupted in the cockpit of a 2022 flight from Atlanta to Salt Lake City, on which Dunn was the first officer or co-pilot. The captain, who was not named in the court documents, had proposed diverting their commercial flight to Grand Junction, Colorado, if the passenger's condition worsened, the U.S. State's Attorney Office alleges. Dunn objected and threatened multiple times to shoot the captain, who will be accused of going crazy,
Jesus,
the documents state. If convicted, Dunn could face up to 20 years in prison. Judge Jared C. Bennett set his trial date for March 12th. Dunn acknowledged threatening the captain, but said his remarks were intended as a joke. According to new court documents detailing the altercation, the captain did not perceive the threats as a joke and told authorities that he was concerned Dunn would use his firearm to relieve him of command of the aircraft. I did not know they had firearms on flights.
I think it's a good thing.
And not in this circumstance, but yes.
Well, not in that, when there's a psycho with a gun. Yeah.
Before 9/11, they didn't, I'm assuming. Now they do. Is that how it's going?
I didn't know that really either, but I thought there was always, or not always, but sometimes like a marshal or something.
Like a hidden guy, like an undercover guy.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
You hear all about that, but.
Yeah, I've seen movies with that shit.
Yeah. I always try to look, when I'm on a plane, like, ooh, who's the guy?
I like to pretend I'm the guy. Like, if anything goes down, I'm the
Either way, I'm going to be the guy if you're going to fuck around.
Yeah. Oh my God, you're gonna blow up the plane. Oh, you blow up the plane, motherfucker. We ain't crashing no building.
I'm gonna break your neck or something.
And I thought about that with like shootings or something, and I just happened to be behind him. I was taking a piss. Yeah. Grabbed the back of his head and his chin. I almost paralyzed myself daily just cracking my own neck. So I just had to do a little extra pressure. Dude's gone.
Yeah.
But there's a whole lot more shit on here. Should I go into it?
Yeah. If you want to.
Well, it talks about the firearms. I guess we should. Dunn of Rapid City, South Dakota, has been authorized by the Transportation Security Administration to carry a firearm on board. The TSA has since revoked that authority, and Delta says Dunn no longer works for the airline. The program authorizing some pilots to carry guns on domestic flights emerged as a security measure after the terrorist threats on September 11th, 2001, said Ross Amer, an aviation expert and the CEO of Aero Consulting Experts. After the government realized it would be too expensive to have an air marshal on every flight.
Well, there's the answer for
that. There's that answer. It allowed pilots such as Dunn to volunteer for a training program to become federal flight deck officers. We'll end it with that because that answered our question.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah, that's wild, man. That's fucking crazy. Oh, it's just a joke. No, you don't fucking joke about that.
You can't be joking about anything on a fucking airplane.
Especially on an airplane.
Yeah, on a flight, yeah.
If a passenger said that, fuck.
Yeah, you wouldn't be,
You ain't flying anywhere.
Yeah, probably ever.
Ever. So I got this crazy, this is kind of a long one. I'm not going to read it all. There's so much shit to this. But it's pretty weird.
I'm very excited.
It's pretty strange.
Strange is the word we're looking for.
Man from Wyoming traveled 163,000 light years from Earth with alien named Osso One.
Wow.
Osso One. Is he from Australia?
Yeah.
While hunting a deer, a man from Wyoming met an alien who had come to Earth also to hunt deer.
That's came to Earth to hunt deer?
That's fucking kind of weird. The alien drugged the hunter and then took him to his planet. Sounds like he's hunting humans.
Yes, it does.
On October 25th, 1974, 41-year-old Carl Higdon, who worked in the oil industry, went hunting for a weekend to Medicine Bow National Forest in Carbon County, Wyoming. Well, I guess there's a book. In the book, Alien Abduction of the Wyoming Hunter, first-person story of Carl Higdon, Higdon's wife Marjorie wrote that he was an experienced hunter, but he had not yet been to such a forest. It turned out to be a remote and uninhabited area with no signs of human presence. Higdon visited the forest by car, but the road was not very good, so he walked over a small forest hill. When he was on the other side of the hill, he immediately came across a herd of deer, one of which was a large male with branched antlers. Higdon was about to shoot the deer when something very strange happened. He aimed, fired, but suddenly the shot was completely silent and the rifle did not recoil. And then Higdon watched in amazement as the bullet from the rifle flew ahead in very slow motion. Higdon was about to shoot the deer when something very strange happened. What?
They're going back in time now.
What the fuck? I just read that. At such a slow pace, the bullet flew only a few meters and then fell sharply to the ground as if it had hit something invisible. And when the hunter looked at this and wondered, he noticed that the whole atmosphere around him became tense, as if filled with static electricity. Higdon went to the bullet to pick it up and saw that it was flattened as if it had hit something very strong. The deer had already fled by that time.
I would imagine.
Yeah. But but Higdon was not alone there. He heard a noise of branches crunching. When he looked to the right in the shade of the trees, he saw a human figure. And he has actually a drawing of this, so I might have to try to post this if I remember.
That's the drawing? This... Can I see it?
It's fucking weird.
He's got antennas and shit?
Yeah, he's got antennas.
That's awesome.
Maybe some glasses. Kind of looks like some X-Men figure.
Yeah,
I don't even know.
That's what I thought. It was Magneto, I believe.
But this was in 74, so I don't think X-Men was out there.
It was.
Was it? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe one of the first. The figure was the size of a tall man and wore a tight black jumpsuit similar to a diving suit. He wore a pair of seat belts. That's the fucking cross on his chest there.
Like X-Men.
Yeah. And a metal belt with a yellow star decorated at his waist. A total X-Men. Despite being human, the creature's head was not at all human. He had no ears. His eyes were small and deep set. His mouth was an open slit from which three large teeth were visible. Three large teeth.
That's a weird setup.
And two short antennae grew from his forehead. The hair on the creature's head was like straw and stood straight up. The creature did not seem to have a neck at all. An eerie head sat directly on its shoulders, merging with the body. The arms were very long, while one arm had something like a chisel instead of a wrist at the end. That's weird. And the other had no wrist at all.
Okay. Yeah, chisel hand?
Chisel wrist? Oh, okay. Like the drawing. Looks like he has a knife. On the drawing, looks like he has a knife for a hand.
He's Magneto, some other guy, and like Deadpool or something.
Yeah. The strange entity looked at Higdon for a few moments, and then took a few steps toward him and asked him in English, "How are you?" The stunned Higdon answered, "Okay." After a couple of seconds, the creature nodded at that and came even closer. It didn't look threatening and then asked Higdon if he was hungry. Without waiting for the hunter's response, the creature pulled out a plastic bag from somewhere and sent it through the air as if using telekinetics towards the hunter. He caught the package, opened it somehow, and found four pills inside.
Quaaludes.
I was about to say, it's time to trip out, buddy! The creature said the pills would keep him full for the day. The hunter pulled out one and swallowed. Yeah, he's fuck. Why would you eat it? And put the rest in his pocket. Then the creature finally introduced himself. Said its name was, quote unquote, Also One. And then pointed to something behind it. Higdon saw a transparent cube-shaped object that looked like a large box-shaped spaceship. He saw no entrance, no windows, no landing gear. The spaceship just stood on the ground. Also asked Higdon if he wanted to take a ride. Hey, you want to take a ride? I got some candy, bro. Like,
yeah, he's getting candy already.
And before the hunter could answer, he somehow ended up in the spaceship as if he was teleported there. He did not understand how he fit into that tiny space, but he was immediately seized by panic when he saw that his arms and legs were tied with some kind of ribbons.
Oh, God.
So, obviously, this alien was not hunting deer.
Sounds like a sexual assault in a rug and put in a van.
Put in a white van, yeah. When he calmed down, a kind of force field in which five deer were floating. What the fuck? They were frozen. Maybe he was hunting deer. And he was sure that they were the same deers that he had seen in the clearing. Then he saw another creature from the Also race in the spaceship. This creature approached the hunter and put a helmet on his head. Then the ship took off. and Higdon could see through the transparent walls how they went up, and there was his car at the bottom of the hill. Then they flew even higher and reached the Earth's orbit. Then they flew into deep space around 163,000 light years away from Earth. They ended up on a new planet where the ship approached a huge tower.
How the fuck does he know how far away from Earth
he is? Who the fuck
is he
knows?
Told? I'm kidnapping you to this distance from Earth.
Maybe we'll get that answer here. I wasn't going to read this whole thing, but I think I have to.
It's pretty good.
Around the tower, many colored lights were revolving like powerful searchlights. They were so bright that Higdon could not open his eyes. What happened next, Higdon hardly remembers. At some point, he saw a group of people outside, but he did not understand why they were there and who they were.
They were there for you, bro.
Yeah. Then also told him that his race regularly flies to Earth for hunting. Then the hunter was placed in a room where he was scanned by some kind of device. Also said that the hunter was not suitable for their purpose and they would bring him back home. He probably wasn't fit. Probably a...
It was probably
guy.
Not a female. They're looking to breed.
Yeah, that's...
Well, you got a dick, bro. You're a rat.
That's probably... They were on Earth as quickly as they flew away from it. Before releasing Higdon, also took the package with pills from him. Damn, he couldn't even keep
the
pills.
The drugs, motherfucker.
Yeah, and then wanted to take his gun, but said that he was forbidden to do so. After that, the aliens disappeared, and Higdon found himself in the forest, completely disoriented and frightened.
Drugs would do that.
He wandered around until somehow found some kind of transport. Some kind of transport. And in some time, he realized that it was his car.
Wow.
Damn. With the help of the radio, he gave a distress signal and then sat in the car and shivered, waiting for help. When the search party reached him, it turned out that his car was parked at the bottom of the Deep Forest Canyon, 5 miles from where he left it. There was no roads nearby. There were no tire tracks in the gorge. So this fact was a good proof of Higdon's words. Higdon did not immediately recognize his wife from the stress he had endured. Later, it turned out that in that area, on the eve of the abduction of the hunter, other people saw strange lights in the sky.
Can I say what I think happened?
I'm ending right there.
I think he was drugged, put in a white van, yeah. Used by multiple men... And then disoriented, I don't know how his car didn't have tracks, yeah. But ended back in his car. Don't know why he didn't put his heat on if he's shivering. And he didn't recognize his wife because he's so traumatized for getting anally probed.
There's definitely some drugs in there.
And the people that did this to him, no, scratch that. Him was in the X-Men at the time. Because I'm going to tell you this. I read the early X-Men. That's from the 60s. The
okay.
New X-Men with Wolverine and all that shit came out in 74 or 75.
Okay.
Damn, he made it.
This was 74, but X-Men had those weird vests. Cyclops. I think he had the X vest
yeah,
on.
The
or whatever.
Original X-Men always had this weird blue
and the
yellow
belt.
X.
And the belt.
With the belt, yep.
Nobody had antennae coming out, but that I know of. But
there's Marvel
there probably
heroes
is.
That do. I can't think
I'm
of their
I'm sure there's
names,
something, but yeah. It sounds like a crazy acid trip.
Or he just took drugs and he's lying about everything and he's an X-Men.
Yeah. There's more. Maybe we could find out, but I think that's good enough.
That's a very good one. And we're at 30 minutes. Which
we end it?
I'm going to have to edit a lot of shit out because we suck.
True.
But
you could do another one.
No, we're at 29, so it's only going to be like 28 minutes, something like that. Anyway, that's a good one. And that's from 74? Where the fuck did you find that at?
I have no idea. I didn't even know where this is on...
How and Why?
Yep, How and Why. So there's a lot of weird shit on How and Why.
I never even heard of it.
I've had a few stories from there.
Well.
That's a wild one, but yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good ending point for tonight.
Yeah.
Like we always say, our email is alesandstrangetales@gmail.com.
Catch us on Facebook and now TikTok. We're going to be on that. There is one on there.
We got the good old Chris Moyers doing one. Now we're going to record Dan doing one.
By the time you hear this, we'll have hopefully a couple.
I don't know why your voice is getting louder than mine. The
probably too close.
No, I barely see it even on the fucking thing. I got to talk loud and obnoxious to get my voice in there. Anyway, going to hit the bar. I'm in big trouble. I'll never tell you why, but
that's
I'm pretty
it.
Scared.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. This is Chris Moyers.
And Dan.
Cheers.
Cheers.